Let's talk Pawnee City Indians football. Coach Scott Brumbaugh is Pawnee City. Picked up another win last week over the Sterling Jets, 50-24. Coach, homecoming for your Pawnee City squad last week. The kids must not have been too distracted because they took care of business with Sterling.
We finally got off to a pretty decent start, you know, as far as moving the ball. We moved it right down to the goal line, and then we threw an interception, and it kind of cost us. But other than that, the offense moved pretty smooth all night, and the defense played much better. So really, the defense only gave up the two scores. Like I said, we were a lot more fundamental and precise in what we did, and part of it's me. I helped the boys out a little different, giving them a little rotation, so maybe we didn't get so tired. But for the most part, you know, it's all them. They're out there, and they just played better, which was a good thing to see.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard when we're playing eight-man, six-man football. Doesn't matter. There's only a certain number of kids that get out there and play, and we got so many teams around the area that are just limited on kids. It's hard to get a rotation in there, isn't it?
That's the tricky part. No matter what level you're playing at is to figure out your rotation and what's best. You know, what's the best rotation? Because sometimes it's about ability. Sometimes it's just about, you know, getting another kid out there to keep fresh legs. It's just a hard call sometimes, and figuring that out takes time. And unfortunately, we're running out of time, so I need to get this figured out.
Mm-hmm. Pawnee City now 5-1 this week after the win, and coming up Friday night, Don Odell on the road at Don Odell. They're 2-4 on the year. It's a big game. Looks like a win wraps up a district title for Pawnee City, and that means a playoff berth.
We set our goals, and of course, you know, being a district champ is one, and you know, we can take care of that Friday, and then of course, you know, that hopefully will spin us into the playoffs, which was our next goal, is to get back to that. But that one's a little, you know, farther out. We'll try to take mm-hmm. care of that one, you know, the following week, or make sure it's in safe hands. Right now, you know, we got to take care of Diller, and you know, the biggest thing is not to overlook them, because you know, they've been competitive in every game.
Right.
I know their record doesn't speak volumes for their play right now, but you know, Lewiston wasn't an easy game for us, and you know, they were right there in that game until after halftime. They made a couple mistakes, and you know, Sterling wasn't overly easy for us either, and you know, they were tied with Sterling at halftime. So, you know, we have to be focused and be ready to take care of business. Otherwise, we're going to walk away, kind of leaving our destiny out in the open instead of taking care of it.
Right. And it always takes a whole team to win a football game and have a good season. But in the six-man game especially, just one or two athletes can make a big difference. And Dylan Rodell always seems to have one or two kids that are really something over there.
Yeah, they got quite a bit of speed, actually. You know, the thing that seems to be getting them in trouble is they're young, so mm-hmm. and a little bit like us. You know, we have some simple breakdowns through the course of the night because of our youth, and you know, our youth finally starting to grow up. We cured some of that the other night. But, you know, when you have a young team, just simple mistakes seem to be inevitable.
All right, well, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to Pawnee City on Friday night.
All right, thank you.
That is our Pawnee City Coach Show for this week.